Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. It's that time, guys. It's matchups time. Let's take a look at that team from Washington and see who the interesting matchups are. We do all three levels, if you remember. Trenches, second level defenders versus backs and tight ends, and then the third level defenders versus quarterbacks and wide receivers. And we do one matchup for each side of the ball. So let's get started. First, Zach Martin versus Matt Ioannidis. So if you guys haven't been paying attention this year, Matt Ioannidis has been kind of a revelation for the Washington Redskins. He's played really, really well. I mean, he was a fifth-round pick last year. He's 6'3", 305. He's kind of like sort of – I think he's sort of like a slightly less athletic Derek Wolfe maybe. He reminds me a lot of that kind of – defensive lineman that the Cowboys faced, interior defensive lineman that the Cowboys faced in Denver. And I before you get terrified of that, there's only Matt Ioannidis. The Ziggy Hood is really not that good of a nose tackle, and their other defensive ends are, you know, they kind of rotate another group of guys on the other side, including Terrell McClain, who we love Terrell McClain as a, you know, one gapping defensive tackle, you know, three tech, one tech, but they haven't played as a five tech at two gapping outside. It's just really not his thing. So you know, you'll see a little bit of Stacy McGee too, but really the big battle, the fun, you know, fight is going to be Zach Martin versus this guy, because if he can handle this guy, then they should have pretty good success on at least the first level of the run game, and they should be able to hopefully move some people off the line. On the other side of the ball in the trenches, we've got DeMarcus Lawrence versus whoever is playing offensive tackle for Washington. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, you guys should really go take a look at the Washington injury report. It's as I said on another podcast, it's comprehensive. It's, you know, it feels like the entirety of the offensive line, and frankly, to be straightforward and honest, five of their top six offensive linemen were on the injury report, and a lot of them were DNPs. So I don't know if they all end up playing or if only some of them end up playing. It's kind of tough to tell at this point. But one thing I will say is that if they do play, they're going to be extremely limited. I mean, it's, you know, Morgan Moses, their right tackle, both his ankles are hurt. Their starting center, both their his knees are hurt. Trent Williams, the left tackle, is got a knee so bad that he knows he has to have surgery on it sometime. They're just trying to decide when. It's tough. They're in a tough situation, and they got their swing tackle who basically hasn't played because he's got a core muscle issue. So it's really going to be tough for them. I mean, honestly, they've got so many problems on the offensive line. I could have really picked any number of matchups here and discussed, you know, the problems that they're going to face against Lawrence, against Irving, against Collins. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they're able to field a solid group. You know, even Brandon Scherff, who's their really good right guard, you know, he has a grade 2 MCL sprain, which usually people miss 3 to 4 weeks with, and he's going to try to play on a short week on. And I mean, so like, even if he's playing, it's not like, it's not probably going to be great. You know, they're probably going to have some issues. So I think that this, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence is the guy I picked here, but really I think the key matchup here is going to be all these guys, because, you know, and just to kind of pull out a little bit, pull up to maybe 10,000 foot view of this, I think that schematically, overall, Washington's going to have problems because of their inability to you know, have solid pass protection due to whatever, however, whoever plays. I mean, I think that DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be able to, if Morgan Moses plays, DeMarcus Lawrence is still going to be able to work him over pretty good, just because he's, you know, I mean, if you watch the Eagles game, it felt like at the end of the game, every other play, he was on the ground, like unable to finish the play. So I think that, you know, that mostly the Cowboys should be able to really have their way up front. And if they are, then they should be able to dominate the game and keep the game one-dimensional and also keep that one dimension to short passing. I mean, because they should be able to prevent any kind of deep drops because of the pressure they're applying. They should be able to dominate against the run enough that they can prevent Washington, or at least strongly discourage Washington, from wanting to continue to try to run. So it's a key matchup. DeMarcus Lawrence is the obvious, you know, big dog that's going to hopefully eat the most, but I think it's going to be key for whoever's playing to take advantage of any backups or any potentially, you know, hobbled guys, and make sure that they are disrupting the pass, run, everything. Because obviously, you know, the last two times the Cowboys played, they won these games, but Kirk Cousins was able to throw the ball over the yard. So and you know, there's a good chance it could be rain this weekend, so trenches battles could be magnified here. And if that is the case, I'd like the Cowboys, you know, odds on both sides of the ball, frankly, just because of who's going to be out there coming Sunday. All right, so second level defenders versus backs and tight ends. For the offense, Zeke versus Zach Brown. I mentioned earlier that, you know, it could be an ugly, sloppy, you know, wet game because of the weather and because of Washington's notoriously terrible field. So if it is that, I mean, that might actually play into the Cowboys' hands a little bit, just because they really do want to run the ball, and I think they're going to have some success running the ball, probably more so than Washington is, especially with all the, like we mentioned, the injuries. So that's going to mean that Zach Brown is going to be tasked with trying to stop Zeke Elliott on a lot of these plays. Mason Foster is the other inside linebacker. They do play a 3-4, but Zach Brown is the guy that makes the plays, frankly. Zeke's going to need to make sure that if he's getting his blocks clean up front, that he's aware where Zach Brown is, that if there isn't a guy on him, that he's able to get around him and get past him. And that's going to be the difference between, you know, 4 to 5 yard gains to potentially every once in a while the 10 to 12 to, you know, 20 plus yard runs. Being able to win on the second level is usually the difference between the short gains to large gains. So, and Zach Brown is really going to be the guy that's going to be the one really pushing Zeke and preventing Zeke, the kind of like the last line of defense. DJ Swearinger is a guy who can hit. You know, we've seen that a lot. He's terrible at coverage. We'll talk about him a little bit later. But he is definitely, you know, a guy that to keep in mind there. But I think that Zach Brown is more of the concern for Zeke, especially in the run game. On the other side of the ball, Chris Thompson versus Sean Lee. Now, I put Sean Lee here because, well, you don't really know what they're going to do with Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson is a running back in name, but he really is kind of more of that Dunbar role where he'll run the ball for sure. I mean, they'll definitely hand it off to him. But he doesn't necessarily have a lot of success running the ball, but he is extremely dangerous and their leading receiver, if I'm not mistaken, catching the ball. I mean, Chris Thompson really is an elite receiver, so for a running back. And so I think that, does that mean that he'll get more of Byron Jones? Does that mean that he'll get more of safety coverage as opposed to, or maybe even corner coverage as opposed to Sean Lee? I'm not sure, but as I discussed with Zeke versus Zach Brown, stopping the run is going to be important on the other side as well, and Sean Lee is obviously going to have a big role in that. So making sure that Chris Thompson and Samaje Perine and Fat Rob Kelly don't get started in the run game is going to go a long way, obviously, to making sure that this Redskins team has to pass the ball in order to move it. And I think that's when you start to tee off a little bit more on Kirk Cousins, when you're making him stand in the pocket, making him look down the field. I think that, you know, we'll talk about, we're about to move into some of the outside matchups, but I think that there aren't a ton of interesting outside matchups for the Redskins receiver wise, because they, frankly, all their receiving talent is tight ends and then slot players. So that really could limit things for how they're able to attack Dallas's offense, I mean defense. And I think that if they are only limited to a short passing game and a kind of struggling run game, this would be a pretty straightforward win for the Cowboys. Third level defenders versus quarterbacks and wide receivers. On the Dallas side, obviously the marquee matchup of you know, the name matchup of this game is Dez Bryant versus Josh Norman. It's the one that they have the commercials about. It's the one that the people you know, at your water cooler at work are, you know, shooting the BS with and saying they're talking about, you know, Josh Norman and Dez, you know, the guys that don't know anything about football but are trying to sound like they know about football. Because it's, you know, it's obviously they're two guys that are superstars in the league and you know, big name recognition, and they're both top players. I mean, I'm certainly not taking anything away from it, but there's lots of interesting matchups all over the place, but this is the one that clearly will get the most attention from people that love football and don't. So I tend to think that we've talked about, you know, how Dez is probably at his best when used efficiently, when used, you know, on deliberate targets, specifically more in-breaking routes, and not necessarily over force fed, over, you know, over tried to overfed to a point where he can't. It's just not working for him, and we're just banging our head against the wall. With Josh Norman going on him, it will be a struggle. Josh is banged up himself. He's got issues with his ribs. Not a great injury to have if you are facing a Dez Bryant, especially if you got to tackle that dude. So we're going to see how that works for him. If I was Dallas, I would really consider getting Dez going on short routes quickly. Make Josh Norman tackle Dez a couple times, see how he enjoys it, and see if he can even survive it. I don't think that Dez needs to have a giant game in order for the Cowboys to win this game, but I think that if he has a big game, and other things are working well as well, it could be a harbinger for them having a good game. It could be because things are working in the run game, then you start seeing Dez really start to work Josh Norman and whoever's covering him due to play action and that sort of thing. So, and finally, on the other side of the ball, Byron Jones versus Jordan Reed. And really, this, to me, is more of the true marquee matchup, because Jordan Reed is such a huge part of their offense. Not that Dez Bryant obviously isn't a huge part of our offense, but Jordan Reed is maybe the focal point of the offense as far as receiver. Chris Thompson probably has more, you know, receptions, and he's definitely a huge part of it as well. But Jordan Reed's the other part of this, you know, sort of inside out based offensive passing game. And Byron Jones was basically brought in to cover guys like Jordan Reed. And last week kind of got a Jordan Reed appetizer in George Kittle. So it'll be a great matchup against two incredible athletes. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, because they, you know, they always battle hard against each other. They're two freaks of nature, two incredible athletes, who are very important to each other's team. And they're going to be going head-to-head like most of the time in most of the games where it's passing situation and they, especially on third downs where they need a conversion. Jordan Reed's going to be a guy they're going to be looking to specifically. So, Byron's going to win some. Jordan's going to win some. It'll be interesting to see exactly how it all susses out in the end. And it'll be telling, the results, however they turn out, will be very integral to the overall results of the game. So make sure that you're paying special attention to 31 locking down Jordan Reed. Guys, that is it for me. Enjoy the game this weekend. Go Cowboys. Make sure you're checking out FanRagSports.com throughout the week. And make sure you guys check out me on some of my other podcasts. I don't really talk about them as much, but I love my other shows as well. I love them. So make sure you check out me on Locked On Sports with Marcus Mosier. Locked On also has a great partnership with FanRag Sports. So make sure you're checking me out there. And make sure you check me out on Twitter as well, @McCoolBTB. And until next time, happy trails, everybody.